It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 1 hour left to bid on all of the great Eagles Radiothon experiences at eaglesradiothon.com. Lane Johnson joins us, who's got two. You have two items up there. You've got the Philly Special Christmas Experience, which is at $18,800, and then the Paint the Field with Lane Johnson Experience at $2,800. Lane, my question to you is, if you weren't playing football and you could be either a singer or a field painter, what is more likely that you would be?
A field painter. It's therapeutic.
Yeah, I've heard you really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit change of scenery from the building, practicing every day. So, going over there the past 2 years, it was fun. And the family I got to do it with really liked it too. But, it is a lot of work, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of course. Now, the opportunity is for four total people, you and three people. You go and paint the field with Lane and the grounds crew, and you get photos of it, and then you get four tickets to a game this season. So, appreciate you doing these two things, obviously. And it's amazing, by the way, the Philly Special Christmas, just in general, what a monster thing
that's
become.
It is taking off, yeah.
Yeah,
I think, Milata always had a great voice, and then Kels, happened to start one of the best podcasts in the world last year, so I feel like the timing of it was really special. But, it was just so much fun making it, stepping outside of our comfort zone, and really had a great time with everybody that was in on it.
By the way, you mentioned that podcast. We saw that check he's getting for that. You got to start a podcast now, buddy. Start one now to get ready for the post-playing career.
Yeah, Kelsey needs to walk around with one of those Monopoly Man little glasses. I might get him that for Christmas.
That's funny. Big difference. This, speaking of Jason, big difference this year in that you're actually going to play a season without him at center. What has that been like, getting used to new teammates, especially one at that position?
I think for us it's all about communication. So, Stout emphasized to Kels a long time ago how important it was. And, Kels did it at a high level. Obviously some things are different with Cam, but I think he's really adjusted well and, taking a role, a big step from guard last year, but pretty smooth transition. I mean, obviously you can't replace a Jason Kelce, but, we're going to do our best. I think Kels, kind of had some input, whenever they were drafting Cam. So, man, he's doing great.
Yeah, we mentioned about Jason Kelce stepping down this year, Lane. You're going into your 12th year, I believe, or 12th or 13th season. You are the longest tenured guy on that side of the football. What's that been like for you? Like, is that anything different from you? You feel like it's more of a leadership role, a vocal role you have to take on, not having Jason over there? What's that been like for you so far this year?
I feel like I speak, kind of as needed. But for me, I think it's all about setting the routine. And as you know, when you play, you have a lot of the younger guys looking up to you, how you train, how you work, all that. So doing that and just really, communicate with the new guys. A lot of young, new, fresh faces. I think whenever seeing Trotter on the sideline and then the son in the game was obviously a weird feeling. So Yeah, man, I'm enjoying the older age. I really, you know, cherish these moments. You know, I had with Kelson Fletcher last year and obviously BG this year. So cherishing my time, man, and getting ready to head to Brazil, you know, less than a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't start making us nervous, man. I heard you talk a little bit about, you know, 2 to 3 years you feel like you got left to play. I was thinking 5 to 7 years, man. Don't make us nervous.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see. No, I mean, I feel good physically. Yeah, I just think, you know, I really want to finish strong and then get back to, you know, the family. As you know, you spend a lot of time away from them, you know, when you're playing. So that's really it.
I totally understand that. Can you give us a little scouting report on Mekhi Becton? Yeah, he hasn't spoke a lot during training camp. He's one of our newer acquisitions. Seems like he's going to be starting next to you, which will give you, I believe, your third straight year with a different right guard, I believe it. Maybe your fourth year with it since Brandon retired. I think you've had a different right guard next to you every year. What's it been like in training camp with Mekhi Becton? And this is a big man. It's a big man standing next to you.
He is a big man. We got some big guys in the O-line. You know, I'm the second smallest, so I'm 330. So, man, he's such a good athlete for his size. And, you know, he's normally playing tackle, but, you know, I think his footwork is so quick and elite. And he's really learned a lot with not playing a whole much at that position. So, obviously, just the length and size is very important. What I like about him, man, he's battling. And really has, you know, came a long way in a short time playing. So, you know, his best days are obviously ahead.
We're talking to Lane Johnson. Now, it's not different. You would have a new offensive coordinator. That happens and has happened a few times, obviously, during your time here. But it's a new offensive coordinator that wasn't in the building prior. How has the adjustment been for you to Kellen Moore? And how much, I guess, just how much adjusting are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, Kellen's been great. I think for me, man, it's a lot of football is the same, just called different things, different terminology. But yeah, man, it's you know, it's a little bit different, but I do enjoy it. And yeah, man, it didn't take us long to pick it up, but very diverse. You know, there's times where we can push the pace and put an emphasis on that, and you know, I think he has a lot of tools in his arsenal. But, you know, he's a great communicator, really good in meetings, and the guys love him.
You mentioned just meetings in general. From our perspective, from the outside, it has felt like the tone and vibe around training camp has been really positive, which is, from our perspective, welcome because of how the end of last year felt. Has that positive vibe, have you felt that inside as well?
Yeah. You know, we only had one you know, practice against the Patriots and other team, usually at two, but I did feel like it was a longer training camp. I mean, obviously, it's nothing like what I had to go through.
he reminds us of that quite often, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, it really was. I mean, he knows that those guys were getting put through the ringer. But, yeah, man, I feel like for us, we had a lot of new faces, so a lot of walkthroughs for us, a lot of reps, and you try to get as much as you can in, you know, before the game week. So, you know, that's kind of what we've been working on for the past month and get ready for, you know, Green Bay coming up. So, I mean, obviously a really good team, really good defensive players. So we're excited.
You know, athletes a lot are creatures of habit, and having your first game in Brazil on a Friday night is certainly not, I would imagine, what your habit is. How disruptive is that to you to have to play the opener just in such a different way?
Yeah, you know, I think week one, you know, is probably the best scenario we could have it, you know, rather than being maybe in the middle of the season and having a tough travel schedule. But, yeah, I mean, it's different, but, you know, this is the life we live, and, you know, I've played in other places, played in London before, so, you know, it's a business trip, you know, and try to get a win and enjoy that, but yeah, I think it's a 9-hour, 40-minute flight, 10-hour flight. So we get through that, we'll be fine. But, yeah, never been down there, so really don't know what to expect. They told us it's the seventh largest city in the world, so around 22 million people. So it's kind of all the data that we received.
Yeah, it's It's actually been funny because most of the responses, I saw a couple of press conferences today, and we had Reed Blankenship on earlier. Everyone's just sort of like, I don't really know what to expect. It feels like a lot of people are sort of unsure of what to expect down there, just in general.
Yeah, it kind of makes it exciting. But, you know, we're flying in, I believe, Wednesday, so it'll be a short turnaround.
Well, Lane, we appreciate you you giving us the time today. We expect the final hour of bidding on these auctions is always very hot and heavy. So
yeah.
So Lane has two items. There is the paint day with Lane, where you and three guests go to paint the field with Lane Johnson at Lincoln Financial Field and go to a game. And then there's the Philly Special Christmas, where you and five family members take a holiday photo with you, Jordan, and Jason. And you are committed to wearing a Christmas sweater, an ugly sweater, in this as well. So I hope you have it picked out already.
For sure.
All right. Thank you, Lane.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. There it is. There's a lot of... You know, we hear the stuff about Brazil, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Jack sent me earlier, there's like all these wildfires going on down there now. And then you hear, can't wear this color and gangs. And none of the players are specifically saying anything. And they've obviously been coached very
well. My guess is the NFL would not want the players
saying bad stuff.
Yes. About the trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
As they try to make the whole game international.
Yes.
It's just like... You know, for me, every country's not like ours. Every country has its, you know, problems as we do, so on and so forth. It's just like, it's a little weird that they're like, hey, let's go to this country where everyone's terrified.
Yeah.
It just seems like an odd choice to me.
Yeah. It may have been a great idea when they initially thought to do this, and I guess things may have changed, but they committed to it and they can't get out of it. I guarantee you, if you were to put truth serum into the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers,
oh yeah,
players and coaches, they would be fine not doing this game.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, you know, I like I said, they don't want to be publicly begrudging the trip and going over and talking down on it because it doesn't help the overall business of the NFL.
Right.
Yeah. So the best thing they could do is say very little about it and just say, it's a business trip, we're going over here, and we're getting out of there.
The scariest thing that anyone's going to see in Brazil is Herb and his $400 bathing suit.
Yes. And Elliot.
Or Elliot. I was going to say, Elliot's going to be roaming the streets over there.
Yes.
By the way, more sickening work from Elliot today. Did you see what I texted you?
So Elliot...
What happened?
It was... Jack, explain it. It is sickening. He is now leaning in to all of this... You know, we've obviously accused him of having the Novocaine worm in his brain.
Yeah.
And we talked to Coach Sirianni yesterday about Elliot. And then, go ahead, Jack.
So, obviously, he's tweeting out they practiced the link today, which is great. And Nick Sirianni just throwing the ball around, you know, being a guy's guy. And Elliot tweets, Nick Sirianni throwing to Devontae Smith. Sirianni was 2 for 2. No touchdowns, no picks.
This guy's sickening.
It's gross.
I'm going to tell fans of Philly to leave Elliot in Brazil.
Oh, my
God. No offense. He can have a great career down
man.
There. Was the other Twitter thing you mentioned, is that, are we allowed to talk about that or no? Jack?
Fritz.
Fritzy? We'll get
sorry,
to
what's
it.
That?
The other Twitter thing you mentioned, are we allowed to talk about that, the Elliot thing?
I don't know the other Elliot Twitter thing.
I'll tell you during the break. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Eleanor
in West Philly, you're on WIP.
I'll tell you one thing about going to a foreign country and you think Brazil has a bad reputation. How about going to Paris, a city, I do know the difference, and it has a wonderful reputation. But who got sick swimming in that same river?
Who got sick swimming in it?
The athletes.
Oh,
they
right.
They had to spend over $1 billion trying to clean the
clean up the river. Yes.
So that some of the events could be in the river.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. It's like a legendarily polluted river.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It totally is.
Yeah.
But anyway, how about if you're a young player and you gotta keep your eyes on Lane? That's a good thing.
That's right.
Yeah, I would say so.
He's a wonderful, wonderful player. I have been a big fan of his for years.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why I called today. And by the way,
yes,
Spike.
Yes.
I have a lot of questions for you personal, and I'm not calling with them. The only thing I wanted to say to you is,
yes,
I remember when you were a lone wolf by yourself in the 6 o'clock time slot, and I really enjoyed you in that time slot. Why didn't you come back to that?
You don't want me on this show, or I'm having trouble.
Fair question, Eleanor.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a truth. No, ask Ike. I'm a truth teller.
Yeah,
he is.
It's a little bit of both.
Oh well.
Okay, but
so why didn't I take
that.
The nighttime job instead of the afternoon job?
That's 6 o'clock, 6 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted him later.
Yeah, well, there's the Phillies are on most of the time.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, Eleanor.
Yeah, she set you up for
your
that
clock is, your clock is ticking.
We did it!
Play the Oscar music now.
Yes.
Get my neck roll.
Yes, get my neck roll.
All right.
Yes.
Eleanor's doing stand-up here. Okay.
She's laughing at you. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
This is about the fundraiser.
Okay.
My dad. Okay, so... Reed, he's a country boy.
Yes.
My father was a country boy also from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you what was in his toolkit. And I've never seen it in anybody else's toolkit. I grew up in Los Angeles. A hatchet.
Oh, a hatchet.
That's a country boy's tool.
Mm-hmm.
They have hatchets. And axes. They use them. They cut wood with them and so forth. Plus, my dad worked, you know, in those places where you chop down trees and
mm-hmm.
things. So that's not uncommon. Reed is a country boy. That's obvious. So I wouldn't bet against him.
Yeah, he seemed to be pretty confident in his axe wielding skills.
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
very confident.
As you have had very good axe wielding skills as well as you have taken yours to me through this phone call. Do we have anything else, Eleanor?
Truth of the matter.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter.
Yeah.
The one thing I've said to a friend of mine, I was like, "Why is he back? What happened?" I still don't know your story. I'm dying to know it. But the
there's not that much of a story.
No story yeah.
yeah, there's not that much of a story. I just didn't want to be a manager anymore, and Mark's left, and Rod asked me if I wanted to do the job, and I said, sure, that would be awesome. I would love to work with Ike and Jack, and poof, that was it.
Okay.
But you don't believe me.
I want to say what I said on the positive tip.
Okay.
He is very intelligent, and he's very good at explaining his positions, and I really enjoy that.
Okay. I appreciate that, but it feels like there's a butt coming.
No. It's not all negative.
Okay.
It's not all
good.
Negative. Okay. I just was so curious. I didn't know why Jack left. It's like all this stuff happened, and I'm an old lady. I can't keep up with all that.
Yeah, but Jack's still here.
But is he, though?
Jack's still here. If I said Jack, I didn't mean
Oh, you meant John.
Yeah.
I didn't know why John had left. I heard it was a family thing, but I didn't know. But he left in the middle of the week. That didn't make sense.
You know what? Truthfully... Yeah. The reason he left is the same reason that I left my other job. John didn't want to do the job anymore, didn't want to drive here from Collegeville. I didn't want to drive to Manhattan anymore. Everybody's happy.
It's a little different, though.
You
driving to Manhattan.
Yeah, well, look, is what it is.
It probably takes you longer to get to Manhattan than it does here.
Just to get here. Here's what I would say, Eleanor, is that if there's not actually a bigger story behind any of it.
Right.
Like, it is shockingly simple, you know? Yes. So I appreciate you calling, though.
Yep. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Man, she just came in and hit me with the hammer. Like, you know, why are you not doing 6 to 10?
That hammer is real, for real.
She once referred to Jack as a snack.
Really?
That was Linda, Wanda. That was Wanda.
I thought that was Eleanor.
No, well, I think Eleanor's got a crush on me too. She's asking me about Walker.
Well, you know what? Wanda from Sicklerville, you're right. Yes, I did. I got it mixed up. You're right. Yes.
The elder women love
you. Yes, they love you. They're a cute face.
Yeah.
Look, you are a snack, Jack. Yeah, well, I've said it 100 times.
Head down is always questionable. Moving in the right direction, though.
Moving in the right direction.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. By the way, we will have our draft review in about an hour and 10 minutes, 5:30. We're going to have grades from Buzz. I'm very excited for that. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins would the Eagles have this year? 11-12, still in the lead with 55%. Then 13-14 with 27%. 8-10 with 12%. Coming up next, they asked 103 current NFL players six questions about quarterbacks, including: who is the most overrated and who are the best quarterbacks in the NFL? We will give you the results of that and tell you where Jalen Hurts falls in that group next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 32 minutes remain for you to bid on any of the amazing items for the Eagles Radiothon, including this show broadcasting, honestly, wherever you want. Well, not, I mean, the rules, obviously, but business, your home, 33 minutes left. And we were actually just talking to Ryan from the Eagles Autism Foundation. The way that the online bidding thing works is you can just go in there and bid. Here's how much I would pay for it at the very most, but it won't make that bid for you. It will only bid up increments against other people. So you don't have to sit. Now, I know online bidding is fun and you can sit there and watch it and try it. But if you just want to, if you don't want the hassle, you can just go in there and bid.
You're taking away the fun of bidding.
Well, I'm trying to give them strategy. You know, just get in your mind, how much will you pay? And then when you get the text that you've been outbid, you just go and bid more.
Right,
anyway.
You'll bid more. Yeah,
go and bid more. So on ESPN.com, they did, I guess they do this every year. They polled 103 current NFL players, six questions about quarterbacks. And the two that I found most interesting, at least here in Philadelphia, are the top vote getters for the most overrated quarterback and the best quarterback. So coming in number one for most overrated is Josh Allen with 11 votes.
Mm-hmm.
But coming in at number two is Jalen Hurts.
Mm.
Now, for best quarterback, Patrick Mahomes was one, Lamar Jackson was two, Joe Burrow three, but Josh Allen four on that one. And Jalen was not in the vote getters that I saw.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me because Jalen generally is not, people talk about Josh Allen as the second best quarterback in the NFL, second or third, mm-hmm. right? There's mm-hmm. it's Mahomes and then the Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen stuff.
Joe Burrow,
mm-hmm. that sort of group.
Yep.
Jalen is generally in the 8-12 range when you see lists.
Yep.
So it was interesting to me that he was considered overrated, even though he's not that highly rated.
I see what you're saying.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's not as if he's been ranked second, third, or fourth.
Not for a couple
people
years.
Are you kidding me? He's overrated. You're saying for a quarterback who's been ranked somewhere around 8 to 12, they're still saying he's overrated being that high. I see you did there.
Well, I'm trying to figure out whether players perceive him to be rated higher than that. That could be one answer. Yeah. Maybe it stuck with them. Because when they went to the Super Bowl and he was MVP runner-up, he was generally, people were like, oh, this guy's going to be top three, top five for the next whatever.
We did have some that were like, he has great talent around him, and that's
right.
I remember Michael Parsons saying that.
Yes, but didn't Chris Sims was a guy who was pretty negative.
He's always been
him.
Hold on.
Yeah.
When's the Sims quarterback list coming out?
I was going to say, we haven't talked about Chris Sims much this offseason.
So my gut tells me, so a lot of times I bring stuff back to basketball because I'm a hoop head.
Oh,
you know,
man, you're a Netsman.
Man.
So it's interesting because Kyrie Irving is a guy who, if you asked writers and experts, they would have him somewhere between 20 and 30 as the best player in the league.
Okay.
But if you ask players, because of what they see on the court or what they wish they could do, Kyrie would be top five.
They respect his game a lot more.
Yes. They can just, the way that they watch him, I sort of get the sense that players who are voting on this see Jalen Hurts and do not see something like a lot of players. You look for this signature skill. What does he do? Does he throw the ball far? Does he throw it? Does he throw a great ball? Does he run real fast? Is he a great athlete? And they probably look at Hurts and do not see something that is a skill that is impressive. So they see him and they're like, not scared of him.
Yep.
And some of the other quarterbacks, they're certainly scared of Patrick Mahomes. They're certainly scared of Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in the playoffs, but playing against him has to be a bitch during the season.
Yep.
Burrow the same way. Even Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers came in fifth on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes you think about when other teams are game planning for the Eagles, they're not scared of him. That's what this tells me.
Sure. I think there's something to that because Jalen, when you just look at him as an individual, you don't see lightning quick release. You don't see a rocket arm where he's just going to, you know, laser the ball in there to you. You don't see this athleticism that reminds you of a Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson. So they aren't necessarily, or even a Justin Fields, who's more athletic than Jalen and faster. We saw him rush for over 1,000 yards. They don't fear that portion of Jalen's game as well. So not having a certain aspect to his game from a physical trait that players can see and be like, oh, man, don't let him throw the ball over your head. You got to back up some, or you can't give him any room. He'll rifle it in there.
Or take off on you.
Or you can't let him get to the outside because he'll take off on you and make you miss. It's not there for a lot of players. And I'm not surprised because, listen, Jack has always been one who said, he doesn't wow me. And this is what he's talking about. This is what he's referring to when he's like, he doesn't wow me with anything. And I'm not going to even get bent out of shape about this because I think there's truth to it. Not about the overrated part, but how I can see where players look at Jalen and say, well, he's not as good as some people trying to portray him to be. We don't fear him like that. And I think with Josh Allen, it has less to do with the physical traits. It has more to do with how people are maybe ranking him in an elite group with other winners. And so people may be looking at Josh Allen like, well, he's overrated from that standpoint. He has all the physical tools, but it's not leading you to winning. So I think it's two different ways of viewing somebody to be overrated, per se. And with him, to your point, when you said about Jalen being ranked in that 8 to 12 range, they may not feel like Josh Allen should be looked at as a top two or three quarterback in the league. Maybe he should be down a bit. Real quick before I let you go.
Yeah.
There was a time, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, where Dak was in this bubble too, where people didn't really view Dak as that guy, right? And even when he had Zeke, when Zeke was in his prime, a lot of us would be like, well, Zeke is the one who makes that offense go. Dak is more of a game manager. Now, under Kellen Moore, Dak developed into more of a passer. We saw him throw for over 5,000 yards. He's thrown for nearly 40 touchdowns a couple times in the season. He led the league in touchdown passes last year. So he has clearly gotten better as a passing quarterback in the league than where he was earlier in his career. You know why I also don't get offended by this? Because once upon a time, we as dumbass players, around 2001, 2002.
I know what you're going to say.
We thought Tom Brady was overrated too.
Right.
We thought Tom Brady was a game manager, and he won because he had a great defense and a running game. And he just kept winning. Now, Jalen hasn't won to that extent. I'm just saying. But it is early in Jalen's career. That's really why I brought up the Brady aspect of it and the Dak Prescott aspect of it. They were viewed that way earlier in their careers, and then they weren't anymore. So I'm not totally surprised at it. I just don't view it as a real negative. Let me put it that way. I just don't view it as a real negative.
So the thing that happened for Brady is that the defense, the running game, it bought him time to become what he was.
Yep.
You know, he played, talk about system quarterback, he played within his limitations with a great team around him until his brain caught up, or his body caught up with his brain.
His body caught up with the brain.
Right. And, yes. And eventually he put the work in to become that guy. So I think the optimistic look at this for Jalen is he has, if you're the Eagles, you're like, okay, well, he's probably going to need some time to become all of those things. Mm-hmm. By the way, even the leader that Brady would become and the just sort of like taskmaster as quarterback.
All came later.
And the just the hold he had as a leader over the team, that came later too.
Yep.
So if you're the Eagles, you're like, okay, well, we are putting a team around Jalen, not defensively, but at least offensively mm-hmm. and defensively, hopefully, eventually, where he does not have to be what we saw in Aaron Rodgers or Patrick
or
Mahomes.
Or Peyton Manning early.
Peyton
in his
Manning,
career,
yeah. Where he was everything, yep. You know, and he can hopefully evolve into it. What I hope for from Jalen's perspective is that he is humble enough to know what he is not good at so he can take this time, these years, and address it, right? Quarterback's playing till 40 years old at this point. He's 25.
Got a lot of football left in him.
A lot, yeah. A lot. And a lot of it's going to come eventually. You know, he's a good athlete, but most of it's going to have to come as a thrower and as a thinker and as a leader and those sorts of things, which are the best qualities to have as a quarterback. While athleticism is great, that goes away. This other stuff doesn't.
It's the reason why Cam Newton's not playing.
Right, because he was all athleticism.
Yeah.
And then he just got too slow,
yeah.
You know? So I would hope that Jalen takes this sort of stuff either as a affront to him or in stride and says and knows what he isn't great at and becomes great at it, not just be like, I'm already great, you know, you guys have it wrong.
Right.
You know, I hope it serves as motivation, not that sort of anger.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
I'm with you on that.
Now, Jalen did talk about the Blitz and Jason Kelce earlier today when he was on with the WIP Morning Show. I will tell you, we'll play you that right after I tell you about your windows, which you've got, 3 days to take advantage of Got His Big Summer Sale. It ends at the end of August. You want 40% off every window and every door. You go now. You go Got It right now. 40% off every window, every expertly installed high-performance triple-pane window, 40% off any door, insulated entry door, sliding patio door, buy now and pay later. They've got low monthly payment plans when you go Guide or interest-free financing up to 18 months. If you wait till the fall, like everybody else, you're going to miss out on this sale, and you're going to have to do it when everybody else is doing it. You want to do it now. Before the end of August for the Got It Big Summer Sale. All prior sales excluded. Call Got It today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Now, Jalen, who also has, by the way, an Eagles Radiothon item, which you can bid on. You can meet Jalen, get a tour of the facility and get an autograph from Jalen. Go to eaglesradiothon.com. He was on with the morning show and addressed having to, approach the Blitz without Jason Kelce.
It's a different approach in some areas and some facets. I think Cam has really done a really good job just taking that role on and really taking on the responsibilities of what comes with leading that group. You know, I think in the end, I think when you look at this upcoming season and what you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player in Jason Kelce who took on a lot of responsibility. And as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. And so my eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
Okay. Now I'm happy that he's excited for the journey. I can promise you this. I'm promising you this. If today were a different day, if we're not Eagles Radiothon day, there would be 4 hours of him saying that his development was halted because of Jason Kelce calling out the blitz stuff. I don't even know what to say other than this is like the fourth time he said it, and this is the first time that it has caught national traction, saw it on ESPN. I just like, it's, I'm actually you. You hear that, what do you think?
I would say I hope that'd be a different way to explain his enthusiasm about this year's approach to how to handle the blitz without basically, I don't even know if he knowingly did it or unknowingly did it, implying that it was pretty much Jason's call of how to set protections and everything else. And his development was sort of halted, or his growth was stunted. Because that's really what you take away from that.
For 3 years.
Yeah, for 3 years. Yeah. Like that's what you take away from that, or someone can take away from that when you hear those comments. And I'm already seeing them on a Pro Football Talk, got wind of it. ESPN got wind of it. And I don't think this is what Jalen is trying to say, but it's what it comes off as when you hear it, or you just don't hear it in the proper context. I'm going to take it as this, Spike. I think he wants, or he's looking forward to having veto power, right? He can't have veto power over Jason Kelce. And you almost have to say, you know what? Okay, we're just going to go with whatever Jason says go with. Now, you shouldn't do that begrudgingly. That should be something you do or working together with and being on the same page. So it should be you guys are thinking as one. That's what it should be as a tandem, the center and the quarterback. I don't know if Jalen necessarily felt it was that way. And it makes you wonder what's it going to be like this year. You know, now are the tables turned where Cam Jurgens gets overrided if he sees something and he's trying to set a protection one way and Jalen says, no, we're going to do it this way. So I just hope that they're both center and quarterback on the same page, or it could lead to more issues that we saw last year. Now, because what the other thing comes from that, and what people, the next thing they'll say is, well, maybe that's why there were issues last year.
Right.
You two guys weren't on the same page. With the protection.
I'm just like, other people can be good at things. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just like a lot of, don't want the coach talking to me. The center shouldn't be calling out the blitz.
I got to have another offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
It's
just,
just take some personal accountability.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
I'm cheering for the guy. I hope he was trying to talk about how excited he was to approach it rather than trying to blame the failures of last year on a first ballot Hall of Famer who was all pro last year.
Who was also arguably the most beloved Eagle in the history of the damn team.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if we it's want like, that. Yeah, I don't know if we want to throw that out there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's just like.
I don't know. I heard that, and yeah, he and I heard it a couple other times when he spoke about it, but nobody's really picked up on it. And I'm like, is he saying this? What is he saying here?
I honestly, the presser where he didn't know what Nick's job was or whatever, I think he said it in that one.
He did.
And I remember Jack pointing it out to me. You see what he said about Kelce? And it never got any traction because
the other stuff got more traction.
But just,
it's about the fourth time he's done it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing for him. This is another reason why, if I were him, I wouldn't sort of phrase what he's trying to say the way that he has been, because it really puts it all on you
on
this
him.
Year.
Right. And it's not all on him.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. It's not all on anybody. You know, there's 53 guys and an offensive coordinator, a head coach, and just like.
Well, when you say you don't want this person in your ear and it does make it seem like he wants it to be on him.
Let's not do it that way. Like, let's not be James Harden, Peyton Manning. You aren't the system.
Carson Wentz. I love the guy.
Yeah.
But I know that was part of the issue.
Coming up next, we will take you to the end of the Eagles Radiothon, which ends at 5. Get your bids in, eaglesradiothon.com, or you can just text in a donation. We want to drive more donations than any other show. Text the word afternoon to 53209, or go to eaglesradiothon.com. Get that T-shirt designed by Kylie and Jason Kelsey. We will take you up to that, and then the top 5 at 5, and then we have the review and the grades from our fantasy draft yesterday. It's all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.